Walking Down a One-Way Street with Aerosmith. That's from their very first record, which just the day before yesterday, January 5th, celebrated its 45th anniversary. It came out January 5, 1973, so it seemed like a good time to take a look back at where it all began for the almighty Aerosmith. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You're listening to the Radio Bypass Podcast, where every Sunday we record a new episode with some great rock and roll, both old and new. And right now I've got something new for you from Chicago. This is a band called The Last Vegas. 2016, they put out a record called Eat Me. This is a tune called Here We Go Again. Go again, Chicago rockers. The Last Vegas from their 2016 release, Eat Me. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and welcome to the first podcast of 2018. And I want to thank everybody that checked out the Facebook page. I finally got around to making a Facebook page this week for the podcast, and many of you have liked the page. Thank you. If you haven't liked it and you're on Facebook, please stop by the Radio Bypass page and hit like. That would be great. And now we're going to keep the rock rolling with a band out of Virginia. Back in 2003, they had an album called Slave to Your Master. This is a band called Pin Siren, and this is Cry Me a River. Cool band out of Virginia, that's Pin Siren. Not sure if they're still making new music. I haven't seen anything from Pin Siren for a while, but that record, Slave to Your Master from 2003, is great record all the way through, start to finish. All right, we're going to keep things rolling now, going back to 1989 for a band called Fifth Angel. This is Cathedral.
Yeah.
Fifth Angel, hanging out at the Cathedral. That's from 1989's Time Will Tell album. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and we are going to keep the rock rolling on the Radio Bypass podcast now with Megadeth. In 2004, they did a record called Risk. This is a tune called Seven. Megadeth, 7. Keeping the rock rolling now, going back for some old Chicago rock from a band called Odette. And Marco Odette, the lead vocal you're about to hear, the lead vocalist you're about to hear, he's still out there playing. He's in a band called 97.9. So if you're in the Chicago area, take a look for that band and go out and see him. My friend Dave Urich is part of that band as well. But back in the 80s, Mark Odette was singing for a band that bared his last name. And from Odette, this is She's That Kind of Girl. Chicago Rockers Odette. The calendar might say 2018, but hearing that brings me back to 1988 or thereabouts. I can't remember exactly when that song came out, but right around 1988 or so, maybe 89. Again, Chicago Rockers Odette, Ralph Rasmussen rolling along with the Radio Bypass Podcast, episode 48 today, the first one of the new year. And we're going to keep it rolling now with something brand new. Joe Perry. We started things out with Aerosmith, their debut album coming out 45 years ago on January 5th. Well, Joe Perry While Aerosmith may not be recording or working a whole heck of a lot right now, Joe Perry's got a new record coming out January 19th. And from that record, this is a tune called I'll Do Happiness. Aerosmith's own Joe Perry from his upcoming release, Switzerland Manifesto. That's I'll Do Happiness. And a couple of weeks ago, I played another song from that upcoming release that featured Robin Zander from Cheap Trick on the lead vocals. This time around, that was Terry Reid singing lead vocals. And Terry Reid's a British singer that I know has been around a long time because Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin even used to mention Terry Reid all the time. So Terry Reid helping out Joe Perry on that one. Coming out on January 19th. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You have been listening to episode 48 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. Thank you for joining me for another great rockin' episode. We do this every Sunday, playing music that is ignored by commercial radio, at least for the most part, and trying to turn you on to new bands, revisit some bands that I played on my old radio show, and also some new music from classic artists, because that's one of the big struggles a lot of bands have that have been around a while. They continue to make new music, but radio doesn't play it for whatever reason. They continue to play their old hits, but don't give anything new a try. So that's what I'm here for, to let you know that a lot of your old rockers are still out there rocking, and in some cases creating some of the best records of their career later in life than what was even the big hits on the radio. So thanks again for joining me. If you have any comments, you can always send me an email. Ralph@radiobypass.com is my email address. You can get this podcast in iTunes and Google Play. You can, if you have that Google Home Assistant, you can just say, "Hey Google, play the Radio Bypass podcast," and it'll start playing for you. You can subscribe by email as well on my website, radiobypass.com. And now I have a Facebook page. So if you haven't stopped by to like the Facebook page, please do that as well. And I'm going to leave you with something now, going back a few years with Cinderella. And I always hear this song in my head at this time of year. January in the Chicago area, I feel like there's still a long way to go with wintertime. And the last couple of weeks have been so cold in this area. It's finally warming up a little bit today, but the last couple of weeks been really cold. And just the other day, I heard in Massachusetts, they recorded the coldest temperature in the United States, and I think the second coldest temperature in the entire world. So it's been very cold Midwest, and then definitely out east. Although, like I say, a little bit of hope in the next couple of days should warm up a little bit in the Chicago area, but it'll still be pretty gosh darn cold. So when this time around, the time of year comes around, this song's always in my head. So that's what I'm going to leave you with. This is Cinderella, title track from an album they put out a long time ago. This is Long Cold Winter. Check it out and come back next week for some more rock and roll.